Open your Bible to Luke chapter 18.
如果需要圣经呢，请你举手，或者在你的椅子下面、前面应该有圣经。
There should be some Bibles in front of you under the chair, or you can raise your hand, and the usher will provide you one.
我们一起来念神的话语，那个念英文的跟住张弟兄啊。念中文的就跟我来开始啊，中文的先念，这是十八节，路加福音十八章十八节，大家都找到没有？
So Luke chapter 18 verses 18.
All right, 请你帮我们忙啊，帮我们一起来念十八节。
Let's read together.
有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？
A certain ruler asked me, Good teachers, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。 Verse 21.
You know the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony.Honor your father and mother.
And verse 21 too, please.
Verse 21, all those I have kept since I was a boy, he said.
22节请念。
耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要跟随我。Verses 22, when Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing.Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
Verse 23, please. Yeah.
23, when he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth.
我们念24,
耶稣看见他就说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等难啊。
Verse
25, indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
26, 听见的人说，这样谁能得救呢？
Jesus replied, what is impossible with God is possible with God.
Right, 谢谢。然后，今天跟大家来思考的是关于钱的问题。
So we're going to talk about money today.
许多人都大概塞住耳朵了。
Some like to cover their ears.
因为许多牧师都很害怕讲到钱的问题。
Many preachers are afraid to talk about money.
因为许多会友都觉得，常常讲钱的问题啊，你就是要钱，那我就不如不听了，不要来了。
Some congregation don't want to listen about money.
但是您晓得，路加福音里面啊，大部分都讲到钱的问题。
But Book of Luke talk about money in majority of the verses.
耶稣讲到钱的问题比讲天堂更多。
Jesus talk about money more than heaven.
Yeah.路加讲到这个财主拉撒路，记得吧
？Remember talk about rich man Lazarus。
路加讲到那个寡妇把生活的最后的两个铜币都献上了。
Talk about a poor widow gave everything she had。
路加也讲到一个太太，她失掉了钱，到处要找。
And also talk about the woman searching for the money she lost.
路加讲到撒该这个税吏，哇，好多钱，但是他跟耶稣讲，我从前骗了人的，我现在愿意还他们。
Also talk about tax collector willing to give back the overcharged.
耶稣也跟彼得说，我们愿意纳税。
So he also spoke with Peter the willingness to pay taxes.
路加也讲到一个无知的财主，他说我好多钱啊，我要建更多的货仓啊，结果神跟他说，我今天晚上要你的命，你怎么办
？Also talk about rich people building a barn, but the God said you may be dead by tomorrow.
我们记得出卖耶稣的犹大， 这个门徒啊，所谓门徒用30两的银子把耶稣卖掉。
Also, a quote disciple Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 denarii.
这个都是钱的问题。
They're all talking about money.
那不单是我们，所有人都需要谈到钱的问题。
Not only us, everyone needs to talk about money.
耶稣告诉我们，这一个财主他需要听这个福音。
So the rich man needs to listen to the gospel.
这个圣经讲这个少年的官他是一个很高的在政府里面做事的一个人。
This young ruler is a high-ranking official.
大概那个时候做到官了，那个年轻人大概都差不多30多岁了。
Probably in his early 30s.
那他来到耶稣面前，说我怎么样可以得到永生。
So the ruler asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他很有才干。
So he was talented.
他也是一个少年人。
He was young.
他也很有钱。
He was rich.
你看马太福音也说他是一个少年人年轻就是40岁以下了。
So in Matthew talk about young men probably younger than 40.
那马可福音告诉我们这个人跑到耶稣的面前。
So in book of Mark talk about this man ran and fell on his knees.
那马可特别提出来，不是他碰见耶稣慢慢来走的，他跑，就是他有尽力，他真的很重要，跑去。他是一个这么著名的有一个官来了，他跑去跟耶稣讲。
So a high-ranking official ran up to Jesus.
他跑到耶稣面前的时候，还重要一点，跪下来。问耶稣。
And also important thing, he fell on his knee before him and asked Jesus.
他说：“良善的夫子啊，我做什么东西才可以得到永生呢？”
He asked, "Good teachers," he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
那这个有钱的年轻的人，也道德也高尚的一个人。
He seemed ethical, young and rich.
他也要去追求永生。
And he was looking for eternal life.
你可以看见他的目光远大。
So you can have, he had far-reaching vision.
他也知道自己没有进天国的把握。
And he wasn't sure about eternal life himself.
这样的一个德高望重的众人都认识的一个有钱的年轻人哇，又有权又有势，谁不愿意做到了他的地步呢？
So he was rich, powerful, and reputable. Everybody envied him.
如果你有一个女孩子，有个女儿我想你说哇，这个年轻人不错谁不想要这个年轻人做你的女婿啊？
If you have a daughter, you probably consider this young man as the most eligible bachelor.
也很谦卑哦。
He was humble too.
跪在耶稣面前。
He fell on his knee before Jesus.
这个是太好了，这个年轻人太好了。
Such a wonderful young person.
但是你注意他问的这个问题呢，有一件东西，个问题问错了。
But he asked the wrong question.
他说我应该做什么事才可以得到永生。
He asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
那这个问题你说我们大家都会这样问
So it's a common question. Probably I would ask the same question.
特别中国人。
Especially Chinese.
你要得到永生，你一定要做好事啊。
So you need to do good things to achieve eternal life.
常常听到弟兄姐妹都说，你做了什么好东西那你的神才给你施恩了，给你赐福了。
So you need to do good things so that God will bless you.
我们都要做好人，对不对？
We need to be a good person.
你做好人，那耶稣才帮助你
So we think Jesus would help us only after we do good things.
这个年轻人一样，他想要做一些东西，怎么样可以得到永生？
So this young man said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
哦，耶稣怎么讲呢？
Then Jesus replied.
耶稣说，你什么？你说良善的夫子。
So he's a good teacher.
哦，也他说只有神是良善的。
Only God is good.
但是你知道，在良善之前，你也要晓得，你做的不是靠能力、靠自己才可以得到永生。
It's not by work to achieve eternal life.
永生我们都知道是靠神的恩典，对不对
？It's by grace.
不是出于行为呀。
So it's not by work.
以弗所书讲得非常清楚。
It's very clear in Ephesians.
我们得到向天堂得救是完全靠神的恩典。
So for it is by grace you have been saved.
所以没有人可以夸口了。
So that no one can boast.
哦，那耶稣继续来教导他，他说没有人是良善的。
No one is good except God.
他的意思，耶稣就是让这个年轻人这个官知道他才是良善，他才是神。
So Jesus let this young official know only God, Jesus, was good.
除了神以外再没有良善的。
No one is good except God.
然后他就告诉他，你有没有遵守这个诫命呢？
So he asked about the commandment.
大家今天早上也念过了。
We have read those.
那那个那个官怎么答呢？他说，哎，我从小都做到这个诫命了。
So he said, all the commandments I have followed.
但是弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们了，这个世界没有人这么完全的。
So nobody's perfect.
一个义人都没有啊。
There's no one righteous.
这个人觉得，我是官，我是高校。我是有钱，我从小就遵从这些这耶稣所讲的那六条的诫命了，我是够了，我是做得好了。
So this young man thought he followed all the commandment and he was rich.
但是以赛亚书告诉您，告诉我，我们都像不洁净的人了，我们所行的义好像污秽的衣服。
So in book of Isaiah, everybody was dirty like a rag.
那没有一个是义人，圣经讲。
So nobody's righteous.
那大家来看一看圣经里面一些其他的比喻。
So let's look at the other analogy in the Bible.
那你看在这一段之前的圣经啊，就是路加十八章十八节之前，耶稣讲了两个其他的比喻。
So there's two analogy in Luke chapter 18 verses 11 and 12.
那这个是特别圣灵放给我们，让我们知道那些所讲的跟这里这个富有的官所求的，这都是相连的。
So this is inspired by Holy Spirit about the rich.Young man.
所以如果你看圣经要明白圣经的时候，你不单只看那一段，你一定要看看前面究竟在讲什么。
So we need to read the pretext when we study the Bible.
耶稣在前面已经很清楚告诉我们了，这些所谓官，这些法利赛人，这些道德高尚的人啊，其实神觉得他们不能够被接受的。
So actually, Jesus looked down upon the legalistic Pharisees.
你看这个法利赛人，他自言自语在祷告，他说：“哎呀，我有献上十分之一，我什么都做得好，一个礼拜还进食两次，一次不够两次，哦，我所得的都捐上十分之一了。”
So the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterer, or even like this tax collector."I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
你看厉害啊，这个法利赛人跟人家来比较，他说我是比人家好啊。
So Pharisee compare himself and thinking good about itself.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们常常都跟人家来比较。
So we like to compare to others.
啊，我比那个人好得多了，我应该上天堂啊。
So I'm better than this person, so I deserve to be in heaven.
但是耶稣怎么讲？
Look what Jesus said.
耶稣后来跟门徒讲，那个啊，自己觉得是有罪的，啊，那个自己觉得那个税吏觉得，哎呀，望天都不敢，就是神啊，求你可怜我这个罪人，这个人反而能够上天堂，得到神的恩典。而那个法利赛人自己捐十分之一的，那个人呢，神说他不信，他。
The self-pitied, self-proclaimed sinner, the tax collector, probably deserved to be in heaven, but this Pharisee may not enter the kingdom of heaven.
后来，路加更加继续来讲到一个比喻。
So there's another analogy.
就是讲到有些人带小孩子到耶稣面前。
Some brought children to Jesus.
那些门徒就说，不要骚扰耶稣了，耶稣太忙了，要医治病人，怎么的？你还让那小孩子来吵耶稣？你看，不要在这里骚扰。
So the disciple prevent them to bring children because they thought Jesus was too busy with the little one.
耶稣看见很气。
And Jesus was upset about what they did.
骂那些门徒。
And scolded the disciples.
他说：“让小孩子到我这里来。”
Bring the little one to me.
因为在天国的得到天国的人，承受天国的，一定要像小孩子。
Because the one who enter the kingdom should be just like children.
为什么
？Why?
小孩子不能做什么好事，好多好东西的。
Well, sometimes.They're good for nothing, the little one.
他们没有钱啊。
They don't have money.
他们觉得我做了好多东西啊。
I don't have anything.
很简单，一个谦卑的孩子，耶稣说什么就什么了。
Because kids are simple, believe in God.
这些人可以得到永生。
They can achieve eternal life.
那现在回到这个富有的官了。
Come back to this rich official.
他以为我可以，我已经做了好多好事。
He thought he did very good things.
我已经从小都做这些十诫了。
He followed the Ten Commandments.
但是耶稣看的是他的内心。
But Jesus looked into his heart.
不是外表。
Not just appearances.
别人在看见你做了什么，我也去过教堂。
Not only you thought you went to church.
耶稣看你的内心，到底你今天在这里想的是什么。
Jesus looked into your heart while you were at church, what you were thinking.
您来教会的目的是什么？
What's your purpose coming to church?
你听到的目的是什么？
Why are you listening to the sermon?
耶稣知道您跟我的思想。
Jesus knows what we're thinking.
是不是谦卑的？
Are we humble?
是不是求主的恩典呢？
Are we asking for his mercy?
还是以为我做了很多好事啊？
Or self-righteous.
我守了十诫啊。
So I keep command.
那耶稣说，只有一个是良善的。
Only one is good.
只有神，良善的神才可以给你永生。
Only God is good.
所以圣经讲，你们要赞美耶和华，称谢他，因为他是良善的，他是慈爱永存的。
That's why I praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
然后圣经也继续讲说，神是良善，乐意饶恕人，有丰盛的慈爱，是给凡求告他的人。
You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you.
那就是说，只有耶稣才可以饶恕我们。
Only God has the power to forgive people.
其他人没有办法饶恕。
No one else can forgive anyone else.
我们需要认识耶稣才可以进天国。
Only knowing Jesus so that we can enter heaven.
只有耶稣是良善跟正直的。
God and right is the Lord.
所以他可以教导我们怎么样来认罪悔改。
Therefore, he instructs sinners.
好，那然后。 耶稣就告诉这个年轻人怎么样才可以得到永生。
So how could he receive eternal life?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们首先要知道没有人是良善的。
Nobody is righteous.
没有人能够合乎神的标准。
Nobody can live up to the standard of God.
这个年轻人以为我是熟了十诫了。
This young rich official thought,
在人的眼光认为我是不错了。
He observed Ten Commandments. He was good.
但是圣经讲得很清楚，我们没有办法达到神的标准。
But clear in Bible, we will never reach the standard of God.
我们必须要靠神的良善才可以得救。
It's by God's righteousness, by faith.
因为我们自己不能够是良善的。
By ourselves, nobody is righteous.
这个年轻人必须要信耶稣才可以得救。
By faith in Jesus, so we can be saved.
无论您是谁，我们什么情况，都需要有良善的耶稣来拯救我们。
Regardless who you are, how's your dilemma, only Jesus can save us.
不久以前，我听到一个年轻的黑人的女孩子的见证。
So I heard a black girl's testimony.
她是现在在金门神学院念书。
Right now she's studying in a seminary in Kingman.
但是她从小的时候都住在一个 Riverside 那边一个城市的贫民区。
She used to live a ghetto in Riverside.
旁边对面呢都是卖药的毒药的。
So there's a drug pusher all around her.
但是在这种环境之下，她就信了耶稣了。
She grew up in such environment, and she believed in Jesus.
有人带她去听福音，从小的时候她就接受耶稣了。
Someone took her to the worship, and she accepted Jesus as a child.
虽然她没有做什么。
She didn't do much.
但是神就感动她了。
God touched her.
她的生命有改变了。
Her life changed.
她开始帮助爱其他的邻舍，也向他们传福音了。
So she loved her neighbors and spread the gospel to them.
结果神带领她，她又后来跟一个信徒结婚了。
God took him to marry another Christian.
神帮助她将来就可以。他准备去军队里面帮助从军，在那边呢，做一个军队的传福音的人。
So God also took her to be a minister in the army to spread the gospel there.
你是看见神的恩典这么大。
So you can see the grace of God.
无论您是谁
，regardless who you are，
有钱没有钱
，rich or poor，
任何的背景
，any background，
你都可以信耶稣。
You can believe in Jesus.
昨天晚上有一个年轻人也给我电话。
Last night, a young man called me.
我说你不是在 Portland 那边下来的吗
？So were you from Portland?
原来这个就是那个神学生，我告诉你们的，他在Oregon 这个州里面。建立一个华人的福音堂。
So she was this seminary student, planting a church in Portland, Oregon.
本来她是一个博士。
She was a PhD.
在大陆的时候是个高等的大学来念书。
She studied in a good university in mainland China.
非常聪明。
Very smart.
也去了那个德国。拿到他的博士。
Also got the PhD from Germany.
在公司里面坐得很高的位置。
He had a good job in a company, high ranking official.
但是他知道他没有平安。
But he did not have peace.
他没有永生的把握。
He wasn't sure about his eternal life.
他结果在一个家庭教会里面接受了主耶稣。
So he accepted Jesus in a family church.
受浸受洗。
Got baptized.
奉献生命给主耶稣。
And devoted his life to God.
所以特别辞掉他的工作，来到美国，在 Oregon， 在 Portland 念神学。
So he resigned and went to Portland, Oregon for seminary study.
感谢主，他现在为我们浸信会建立第一间美南浸信会的华人福音堂教会。
Thanks, Lord. He's building a First Baptist Chinese Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon.
我问他你最近好吗
？So I say, how you've been doing?
啊，他说很好。
It's wonderful.
刚刚下来呢，在加州帮助我们华人的教会呢，鼓励他们去子堂建立福音堂。
So I came here to encourage people to plant church.
现在在他的那个地方开始每个礼拜都有聚会。
So he had worshiped every week.
每个礼拜有两个查经班。
And two Bible study classes every week.
也准备建立那些弟兄会妇女会。
Also brotherhood and sisterhood fellowship.
感谢主神使用他。
Praise the Lord, God used him.
一个年轻有钱的一个华人。
So he's young and rich.
放下他自己的荣耀
，gave up his own career，
现在愿意传福音
，willing to spend his life spreading gospel，
因为他知道他自己不是良善
，because he know he wasn't good，
只有耶稣才是良善
，only Jesus is good，
所以耶稣看见他了，他就说你还缺少了一件
，so one things are lacking。
他跟这个年轻富有的官他说你要变卖一切所有分给穷人就有财宝在天上了
Still sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven
你还要来跟从我
Then come follow me
他听见这个话的时候
When he heard this
非常非常忧愁
He became very sad
你看他跪在耶稣面前求耶稣的永生
He fell on his knee in front of Jesus asking for eternal life
他耶稣说这样你就可以得永生了
And Jesus told him what to do
他反而非常忧愁
And he became very sad
为什么
Why
太有钱了
Because he was very wealthy
他不愿意放弃他的钱
He wasn't willing to give up his wealth
那为什么耶稣要叫他这样做呢
？Why Jesus asked him to do so？
因为耶稣对众人说过这句话。
Then he said to them all，
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me。
上个礼拜已经跟弟兄讲过了。就是说我们要完全的跟从主耶稣。
Last week I shared the message we need to devote to God completely to follow him.
愿意牺牲一切来跟从耶稣。
Drop everything to follow him.
放下自己的意思来跟从耶稣。
Deny ourselves and follow Jesus.
耶稣要就是要这个年轻人这样来做。
So Jesus asked the same from this young official.
他要放下的是什么呢
？What does he need to deny himself for？
他的钱。
His money。
他很富有。
He was very rich。
所以耶稣要他悔改。
Jesus asked him to repent。
什么叫做悔改
？What does it mean to repent？
改变你的方向。
Turn around。
这个年轻人从前的目标是什么？高等的教育，高等的位置，钱财，这个是他的目标。
The goal of his life was rich, good education, and status.
当然，我十诫里面六个诫命我都守了。
He followed six of the ten commandments.
在外边人家看见他很好。
From outside, he seems good.
但是耶稣要看是他的内心。
But Jesus looked into his heart.
其实他前面那三条戒他都犯了。
Actually, he did not follow all the first three commandments.
耶稣没有告诉他问他前面哪几条戒没有，他只是说后面哪几条啊？你又说他说有啊有啊。
Jesus asked the other six, but did not ask the first three commandments.
你说他怎么样没有守啊？
So why he did not observe?
他也去聚会啊，他也去敬拜神啊。
He worshipped the God in the synagogue.
No, 因为他的心中有另外一个神。
Because there was another God in his heart.
那个神比耶稣更重要。
The other God is more important than Jesus.
那个神就是钱财啊。
The other God was money.
他为了钱财不愿意跟从耶稣，对不对？
He wasn't willing to give up money to follow Jesus.
这个是最大的问题啊。
So this is ultimate problem.
他要悔改。
He need to repent.
就是改变他的思想。
Turn around what he think.
求耶稣赦免他的罪才可以得救啊。
For the forgiveness of his sin.
啊，你看。耶稣已经跟那些假冒为善的文士法利赛人讲过了，他说你们对啊是献上十分之一了，很好，但是律法上那些公义怜悯信实都没有行啊。
Woe to you teachers of the law, the Pharisee, you hypocrites, you give a tenth of spices but neglect the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy and faithfulness.
耶稣说对，你们献十分之一是可以，
So you get a tenth of your spices.
但是最重要的是你心里是不是跟从神的旨意，有怜悯的心，有公义的心，要帮助贫穷人的心。
But more important matter, justice, mercy, and faithfulness, helping the poor.
年轻人没有怜悯贫穷人的心。
This young official did not have mercy on the poor.
因为钱对他是太重要了。
Because money is so important to him.
他的心中就有一个偶像。
So there was an idol.
这个偶像是什么呢？
What was his idol?
钱。
Money.
所以圣经讲得很清楚。
So it's clear in the Bible.
你看约翰一书第五章二十一节怎么讲？
So in 1 John chapter 5:20-11, let's read together.
请大家一起念约翰一书五章二十一节，请
小子们
啊，
你们要自守，
远
避
偶像。什么叫做偶像？
So what do you mean by idols?
就是取代了神的东西，代比神更高的东西，就是偶像。
Whoever replaced the position of God, are
钱重要不重要？当然重要。
Money is important.
你要不要做工？当然要做工。
You need to work.
你要不要赚钱？对，要赚钱。
So you need to make a living.
但是如果你的钱比耶稣更重要，你就有大麻烦。
But if making a living more important than Jesus, then you're in trouble.
变成你的偶像。
So making a living turn into your idol.
不一定钱是你的偶像。
Today money may not be your idol.
可能是你自己的地位是你的偶像。
Maybe your status.
可能。是你的家里的某一个人成为你的偶像。
Perhaps one of your family member is your idol.
他们比耶稣更重要。
So one of your family member more important than Jesus.
你记得耶稣讲过吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
耶稣说，谁哪一个人爱父母多于爱我的，爱孩子多于爱我的，不能够成为我的门徒。
So if you love your parents and children more than I, you cannot become my disciple.
啊，你说牧师，这个太严重了。
I think it's too serious.
太厉害了。
Nobody can do that.
没有人愿意听的。
Nobody want to listen.
对不起，这个是耶稣的教训。
I'm sorry, this is the teaching from Jesus.
如果你今天愿意听好的东西啊，让你的高兴的啊，那些讲道。那你去听啊，许多电视充满了。
If you want to listen to the pleasant sermon, there's all around.
哦，教你怎么可以富有。
Prosperity gospel.
信了耶稣呢，你怎么样这个东西也可以解决，那个东西也可以解决。
Or just helping you solve the problem.
弟兄姐妹，错误的。
So that's all wrong.
你要放下这一切来跟从耶稣才对。
Put everything down, follow Jesus.
这个年轻的官是守了一些诫命。
So this young official did follow some commandments.
但是他没有爱人如己啊。
But he did not love others as himself.
弟兄姐妹，不单止我们要悔改，耶稣要说你要跟从我。
Not only repent, we need to follow Jesus.
耶稣说你变卖一切了，帮助穷人。他说。 你要来跟从我。
So you need to follow me.
那跟从耶稣就是信靠耶稣的意思。
Follow Jesus means trust in him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们有没有完全跟从耶稣呢？
Are we,
做他的门徒呢？
Are we follow Jesus, totally trusting him to be his disciple?
你相信他能够保守你吗？
Do you believe he will look after you?
你相信他能够一直带领您到他的天国哪里吗？
Do you believe he will lead you to heaven?
那你就听从他的话。
You have to listen to his word.
弟兄姐妹，这个年轻人不愿意进天国了。
So it looks like this young rich man was not willing to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为耶稣要他变卖一切给穷人。
Because Jesus asked him to give everything to the poor.
请你记得在新约里面，耶稣从来没有叫别的人这样做。
Jesus never asked anyone else to do so, sell everything.
只有这个年轻人啊。
Only this young rich official.
他没有叫这个尼哥底母，尼哥底母，你要重生吗？你要重生？他没有说，尼哥底母，你要变卖一切？他没有啊。
Nicodemus asked to be born again, but he didn't ask Nicodemus to sell everything.
哦，你看耶稣的门徒彼得，他也有房子啊，他也有母亲，他也照顾他。
So Peter was rich, also had mother, and he took care of him.
你看，耶稣还叫他的最爱的门徒约翰，你照顾我的妈妈。
And he asked the disciple he loved to look after Jesus' mom.
哦，有许多的地方，就算是那个该撒该，耶稣都没有说哦，你把一切钱都送出给穷人，没有啊。
So、
撒该自己愿意捐一点出来呀、啊。
So the tax collector willing to give up his own wealth.
那为什么对这个年轻人是这样的特别的来的吩咐他呢？
Why Jesus specifically asked this young official to sell everything?
耶稣知道他的心。
Because Jesus knows his heart.
那在圣经里面讲过几处，三个福音都讲到这个事情啊。有一处特别，圣经讲到耶稣看见这个年轻人，他说他爱他。
He's actually Jesus saw this young man and loved him.
在希腊文是 agape。耶稣那个时候是真的爱他。
So Jesus loved, really loved this young official.
这个年轻人很棒啊。
So he was a good man.
很谦卑啊。
Was humble.
他很愿意得到永生啊。
He was searching for eternal life.
耶稣知道他里面有些东西需要完全改变。
Jesus know he need to change within.
所以耶稣说你要放下这个钱财的偶像啊。
That's why you need to get away, get rid of the idol, the wealth.
你要完全跟从我。
Sell everything and follow me.
虽然有人会讥笑您。
Maybe someone will pity on you.
许多人不喜欢您好事要跟从耶稣的十字架。
So someone will mock you, follow Jesus.
但是您要完全跟从我。
But you need to follow Jesus completely.
那您就是我的门徒了。
Then you're the real disciple.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要像这个少年官啊。
Don't be like this young rich official.
忧忧愁愁的跑掉了。
And left in sadness.
爱钱财多于爱神。
He loved money more than Jesus.
你今天信了耶稣没有？
Did you believe? Have you believed in Jesus?
是不是你信钱财比信耶稣更厉害？
Or you believe in money more than Jesus?
我很有钱，没有钱不行啊。
We can't live without money.
我没有钱，我怎么回去大陆啊旅行啊？
So how can I travel?
没有钱，我怎么可以去圣地旅行啊？
So how can I pay my expense?
但是请你记得，你的钱从哪里来的？
Where did your money come from?
耶稣给你的。
Jesus gave it to you.
神给你恩典的。
God gave grace to you.
所以你先要顺从耶稣。
So obey Jesus first.
听他的话。
Listen to his teaching.
那 跟从他一切叫你做的。
Follow all his instruction.
那您就是证明是真的门徒了。
Then you prove to be his disciple.
前三个礼拜，我们浸信会一个著名的牧师叫做唐佑芝，90岁了，离开世界。
So a famous pastor went to be with the Lord, 90 years old.
大家可能也听过他的道，他写了好多的书。
He wrote many books.
他做过神学院的院长，也在金门神学院是旧约的教授。
So was the dean of a seminary professor.
他讲了一个故事，我想提醒大家。
He told a story to remind you.
他说他有一次在旧金山讲道。
So once he preached in San Francisco.
那个时候他年纪很大了，都已经差不多70岁吧。
Probably when he was 70.
那讲完道之后，有个太太来找他。
So after the sermon, a woman came to him.
唐博士，唐牧师，你记得我吗？
So Reverend Tan, do you remember me?
唐牧师说：“对不起，我记不得你了。
”Sorry, I can't recognize you.
他说：“那你年轻的时候，在台湾神学院念书的时候，你来我们的教会，在台湾讲道。
”So when you were a seminary student in Taiwan, you came to my church to preach.
啊，那一次你讲的道是要奉献。
So you talk about tithing.
你记得吗?
Did you remember?
他们说, 哦, 是, 是, 是,
yes, yes, now I remember.
那次他说, 唐牧师, 我很对不起, 我向你抱歉。
So I have to express my apology to you.
因为你讲完道之后, 我比你年纪大, 他说, 我来告诉你一件事情。
So I was older than you, so I came approach you after your sermon.
我告诉你，你是年轻的神学生啊，我告诉你啊，你将来要做大牧师，对不对？
So as a young seminary student, you will become a famous preacher down the line.
你去教堂啊，特别这些大家，你不要讲钱的问题啊。
Remember not to talk about tithing anymore.
我是爱你啊。
This is a good intention.
如果你去那个教堂讲钱，下次不会请你再去的啦。
So if you talk about money, the church will not invite you back.
你记得吗？
Do you remember that?
唐牧师，对。
Yes, I remember.
我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly now.
他说，唐牧师，我抱歉，对你对不起，我这样讲。
So I'm sorry I said such thing before.
他说，我现在学到这个，我是不对了。
I learned my lesson now.
因为那个时候我不愿意奉献。
Because I wasn't.
我是有钱的。
I was rich.
我不大愿意奉献。
I did not like tithing.
那现在我来了美国了。
Now I'm in the United States.
哦，我的孩子也来了。
With my children.
孙子也来了。
Grandchildren.
哦，我愿意奉献了。现在。
I'm willing to tithe now.
但是我做错了一件事。
But one thing I did wrong.
因为我把我的财产完全送给了我的儿子了。
So I gave my money to all my children.
我的钱完全给了他们了，这因为他们管理比我好啊，是不是给他们管理啊？
Because they know how to manage my money.
我请我的儿子给我钱去奉献教会。
Now I ask my son to give me money to tithe.
我儿子说不行。
And my son say no.
我说这是我的钱啊。
But I said that's my money.
他们怎么说
？What did they say？
妈妈，你不晓得，你的孙子上大学很贵的。
You know, your grandchildren need to go to college. Tuition is so expensive.
你的孙子将来要结婚，需要好多钱，需要你的钱帮他们啊。
And you need your money for their marriage.
所以不要捐钱给教会了。
Don't bother tithing the church.
钱在儿女的手啊。
Now the money is in his children's hand.
他不能拿出来奉献了现在。
So she couldn't use them to tithe.
他跟唐牧师说，他我现在怎么样奉献呢？
So he asked Reverend Tang, then how can I tithe?
我去帮人家照顾孩子。
So now I try to
babysit
others.
我在唐人街帮助人照顾孩子，得了一点小钱，我就拿那些奉献。
So I tithe from my income as a babysitter in Chinatown.
我做错事了。
I was wrong.
我有钱的时候不愿意奉献。
When I was rich, I was not willing to tithe.
现在我没有钱了。
Now I was poor. I'm poor.
想奉献都很困难了。
It's difficult for me to tithe.
弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒都要知道这件事情。
So as a Christian, we need to know this.
神给你有机会。
God give you opportunity.
有奉献。
To tithe.
哦，你说牧师是不是你的教会没有钱了、啊？今天要我来奉献了、啊、
？Maybe your church needs your money.
感谢主，不是。我今天看，哇，感谢主，我们教会不错耶。
If you look at the financial statement,
奉献比我的 budget 还要高嘞。
So the tithing is more than our budget.
为什么你奉献
？Why you tithe?
您跟神的关系。
It's because your relationship with God.
你如果不愿意奉献。那是因为您看钱比神更重要。
If you're not willing to tithe, because you think money is more important than God, simple as that.
神是管理一切的。
God's in control.
神会知道你的心是什么。
God knows your heart.
马太讲得很清楚，第六章他说：“你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。”
So where your money is, where your heart is.
今天你的钱是在银行，对不对
？Now your money is in your bank.
今天你的钱是在什么 deposit， 什么很好的那些利息高的地方，对不对
？Or in a CD.
很好，你照顾得很好。
It's a good stewardship. That's good.
那是应该的。
That's you're supposed to do that.
你应该做非常好的管家。
God wants you to be a good steward.
但是不要缺少一件。
But one thing's lacking.
如果你的钱财不奉献给主，不在天上存款的时候，你有一天你就后悔了。
But if you do not store your wealth in the heaven, you regret one day.
为什么年轻人不愿意信耶稣，不愿意跟从耶稣，不能得天国
？Why this young man couldn't follow Jesus, couldn't enter the kingdom?
因为钱是他的偶像。
Because money was his idol.
我求神帮助您跟我都知道在神面前放神为先。
May God knows for all of us, put God first.
请低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢您这么爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us.
你给一切好的东西给我们。
You give the best to us.
求你帮助我们今天对你有信心。
Help us have faith in you.
愿意奉献给你。
Willing to give tithes to you.
如果还没有信耶稣的。
If you haven't believed in Jesus.
因为钱的缘故还没有信耶稣的。
Or because of money.
求你帮助他们，今天就相信你。
Help them believe in you.
接受你。
Accept you.
成为你真正的门徒。
Become your true disciple.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.